107.7 The River online exclusive.
Bing Crosby, White Christmas. His daughter says that she still gets chills every time she hears that one.
Through the years, through the decades, whether it was the war and people, boys coming home, or, you know, it was really about the spirit of Christmas. When I hear it, I feel such pride and joy in not only the memories, but the history and what that meant to so many. I think it's pretty representative of who he was.
He's kind of the guy through the ages, too. When you think of Christmas and traditional tunes, Bing Crosby pops to mind.
And that song particularly pops to mind. Apparently, he almost didn't record it because he thought it was a little too commercialized. He was very holy, religious man, and he didn't want to commercialize it. And it was going to be in a movie that he was in. They wanted him to sing it. At first, he said no. And then they said, oh, no, look at the words and really, you know, look at it. And you can sing it in a way that will make it, you know, not be meaningless or whatever. And he did. And I mean, the rest is history, I guess.
He thinks that's commercialized. I got three words for you. I love turtles. If he saw the songs being written today.
Well, that is true. I mean, you know, but back then that was, you know, considered he sang more hymns than he actually did Christmas carols. And this one was a good thing he did record it.
Italy, the children believe that their Christmas gifts are delivered by an old witch.
The Befana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you dress up as the old witch?
No, and come in? Do not.
Oh, no, you wouldn't, yeah. Because she's supposed to use her broom to clean the house.
The Italian-Canadian Club does have a Befana celebration in January. And
what does the witch look like? Must be like a pretty nice witch.
No, she's actually an old lady. She's an old witch, and she dresses in black, and she's
does
what
she
you
evil?
Think she would be.
Warts
yeah, she's,
on the nose.
She's not very happy.
At least she drops off gifts. It's a funny way to show she's unhappy, dropping off gifts and all.
Well, she starts off being not very happy, and then she gets a little bit happier.
Ukrainian trees are decorated with spider webs. Comes from a fairy tale where spiders decorated a tree for a poor family who couldn't afford to put garland on it.
Oh, well, that's a nice story.
In Japan, this blew my mind, millions of Japanese eat KFC for Christmas dinner.
Really?
Yeah. Kentucky Fried Chicken
is
open
that?
In Japan. Well, I guess 40 years ago, KFC in Japan just marketed KFC as being some kind of traditional American Christmas dinner. It caught on, and now a huge
wow.
portion of the population just go, why don't we let that catch on here? Why spend all day making
turkey and stuffing,
ham, one bucket of chicken? You're still napping afterwards.
Well, you are, that's for sure.
And now. Jarrett and Kathy's Not News News.
A warning today from the world's most famous physicist. Stephen Hawking says he's worried that chances of Terminator movies becoming a reality is getting more and more real. In an interview he recently did, he says the development of full artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race. He was demonstrating this new intelligent language system that promises to double his speaking and his writing speed because he can't speak. He's in a wheelchair. And he says, although the machine is useful for people like him to be able to communicate, he says that the memory capacity of these computers could someday allow them to take over the human race.
We're already kind of subservient to computers and technology already, aren't we?
We sort of are in a way. They help us make our lives better. But what he's talking about is actually having the computers, yeah. you know, take over.
Well, the good news is, Martin,
mm-hmm.
we'll both be dead before that.
Yeah.
Well, sorry,
that'll
children.
Probably true.
Kourtney Kardashian has posed nude in a magazine photo shoot following Big Sister's lead. She's in Du Jour magazine. She's covered up in the specific areas.
Right.
She's pregnant right now. She just wanted to, you know, show off how beautiful she is. She says, there's nothing to be ashamed of. I'm at my best when I'm pregnant.
Nice.
Why don't they all, there's enough Kardashians. Why don't they just do like a calendar? Be careful for May. It's Bruce Jenner on the hood of his Camaro.
Bringing you the best of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.
Direct from the North Pole, we welcome in Holly the Elf.
Holly, it's so nice to talk to you. How are things at the North Pole?
Busy, 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 of course, but we expect that this time of year, but things are wonderful.
All the little kids out there who want to send their letter to Santa, how should they do it?
Number one, while Santa knows where you live, his postal elves need some help in getting that letter back to you, so always include a return address. mail by December 16th, and of course, you need to know Santa's address, which is Santa Claus, North Pole, and his very special postal code, HOHOHO, which of course is ho ho ho.
In the digital age that we live in now, are there other ways? Can we email?
Santa used to have an email address, but it seems that this is the one time a year that children put a stake in the ground, and email or texting just won't cut it. An actual letter is the only way to write to Santa.
Probably had to ask all the elves, what does this emoji mean?
Yeah. No, him and Mrs. Claus are pretty computer literate, because it's important when you live out in the North Pole to be able to communicate that way. But kids like to include drawings, and they often send Santa little gifts or little treats or packages of letters or pictures that they've drawn for him. So I think it has to be in a letter.
Anything else, Holly, that we should mention that maybe we haven't?
Well, wish lists are important for our workshop elves. Really what he wants to know is what you're doing and what your plans are for the holidays, maybe what your favorite subject is in school and everything. He really loves to read the actual letters.
Can I get a quick insight from you?
Absolutely.
We're bearing down for what's supposed to be a very cold winter, and I figured if anybody knows how to stay warm, it's a guy that lives at the North Pole and drives around in a convertible in the heart of winter. What are some tips that Santa would use to stay warm?
He would tell you two things: layers and fuzzy socks.
Yeah.
Not rum, Kathy.
Oh, no.
And actually, while I have you, Santa did pass one message on to me. He wanted to know. He had a very special letter from a little boy named Charlie in Lethbridge. And Charlie had asked Santa a question, and he wanted Charlie to know that the answer was Lego.
Okay.
Done.
I can also let you know whether you're on the naughty or nice list.
Oh, we got a pretty good idea where we are, though.
Please.
Well, Kathy, it seems you're okay, but I don't know. Somebody else in the room may have some explaining to do, but there's still time.
I got a couple weeks left. Surprise twist at a World AIDS Day in New York. Bruce Springsteen and Chris Martin stepped in place of Bono, who had that bad bicycle accident.
Thank you for coming.
Which would you prefer as the new lead singer of U2?
I would go with Chris Martin.
Yeah, I think you just sound a little bit.
Not a huge Bruce Springsteen fan. I mean, I get it, but I'm just not a huge fan. I think if Chris Martin wanted to, you know, change things up, maybe him and Bono could switch for a while and he could sing those songs.
Can you imagine?
Easily.
Like celebrity wife swap, except it's celebrity band swap.
Just take a lead singer from one band and one from the other and just switch them up.
Yeah, every band's agent's like, hey, Aerosmith's on the phone again. Yeah. They're desperate. So I found your gift on Black Friday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You bought me something.
It was the only thing that I found on Black Friday. I'm cushioning the blow here.
Okay.
It is the worst rap job in the history of rap jobs.
I thought you liked to rap presents.
I didn't rap it.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
It's so bad that I couldn't possibly, if I was trying to do a bad rap job,
right,
I could not equate to, so I left it. Like, I could have easily unwrapped it and redid it nicely.
But it was just so bad that you left it.
Yeah, it's epically bad. You'll look at it and you go, I don't want that. I don't even care what's inside that.
It's so badly wrapped.
Or you just want to hang it up on the wall like you caught the ugliest fish of all time.
Right. Well, now you've got me very intrigued.
Here's the best part. It was gift wrapped.
Giving you a second helping in bite-sized form. The Jarrett and Kathy Podcast.